In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risnall. It is Thursday today, the 17th of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. There were a whole bunch of things that conspired today to give traders a small to medium-sized case of the willies. Barcelona and that horrible attack today, for one. Politics here, for another. What's going on in the White House? Who might be leaving? Who would be left behind? Also, along those lines, another, one can only say, remarkably candid interview from a Trump administration official. The Call a Random reporter up in Vent, White House staffer in question this time, was the president's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, who said, among many other, again, remarkable things, quote, "We're at economic war with China, and it's a war that Bannon seems to think the United States is losing." So we sent Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson off to look at the once and future state of bilateral economic affairs.
To say that we're at war with another country, economic or otherwise, sure gets people's attention. But rhetoric aside, the Trump administration has a point, says Nick Consonary, director of Asia Political Risk at FTI Consulting.
There is a broad sense in the business community, and I think on both sides of the political aisle in the U.S., that, you know, the economic and business relationship with China does need to be improved.
Consonary says the U.S.-China relationship is competitive and cooperative, but generally China benefits more than the U.S. Ishwar Prasad is a trade policy professor at Cornell.
China has not kept to all its commitments to open up its markets to U.S. products, to U.S. investment, and more generally for U.S. businesses to operate more freely in China.
But economic war?
I think Bannon exaggerates the cataclysmic nature of this clash.
Derek Scissors is an Asia economist at the American Enterprise Institute. He says the U.S.-China relationship isn't falling off the rails and China's not taking over the world. But if Bannon gets his way, we don't know whether China will change its ways. It might. Or here's Derek Scissors again.
We could have threats of Chinese retaliation or actual Chinese retaliation against American farmers. They could retaliate against Boeing, against Apple, you know, you name it.
He says with a Chinese political transition looming in the fall, the timing is complicated. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.